In Victoria, students in the city of Ballarat have been shocked by the death of a woman from meningococcal disease. The state's health department has confirmed the 19-year-old university student died of an invasive form of the disease, and tests are underway to determine the strain. Samantha Donovan reports.
The World Today understands the 19-year-old woman returned to her old school to take photos at a ball last weekend. And students of two Ballarat schools are now being urged to take antibiotics if they haven't had the meningococcal vaccine. One parent, who doesn't want to be named, has told the ABC her daughter had been in contact with the victim, who was a student at the Australian Catholic University's Ballarat campus. And she and her friends are devastated by her death.
They were just walking around. Tears were just streaming down their faces. They just couldn't believe that they'd been with her a few days ago, that they were hearing that she'd passed away.
Eliza Alt-Connell contracted meningococcal disease at 16. She's now a spokeswoman with the advocacy group Meningococcal Australia.
We know that meningococcal disease is now a vaccine-preventable disease, and to know that lives are being lost to this disease is tragic.
What age is it recommended that people have the vaccination?
So there's different vaccinations available for different strains of meningococcal disease. In Australia, we're very fortunate to have the meningococcal C vaccine on the national immunisation schedule, and that's given to all babies at 12 months of age. However, meningococcal C is now not the most prevalent strain in Australia. Going back to the early 2000s, before it was on the national immunisation schedule, it was one of the most common strains, and we would see hundreds of cases a year. And fortunately, through the process of vaccinating our children, what we've actually been able to do is form a whole herd community protection. So now in Australia, we only see a handful of cases of meningococcal C each year. However, the cases that we are now seeing are cases of meningococcal W and also meningococcal B, and some cases of meningococcal Y as well. The best news is that all of these strains of meningococcal disease are now vaccine preventable.
But not all of them available on the PBS, is that right?
So that's correct. So the only vaccine that's available on the PBS and on the national immunisation schedule is actually the meningococcal C vaccine. So with the meningococcal B vaccine, that's actually a vaccine that you need to seek out privately through your GP and fund yourself. Now, depending on the age of the individual being vaccinated, the amount of doses needed may be up to 4 doses. So when we're talking about a vaccine that costs $120 to $150 a dose, and then we're perhaps talking about multiple people in a family being vaccinated, this becomes quite a costly exercise.
Dr. Greg Kyle is a professor of pharmacy at the Queensland University of Technology and a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia. He too wants more people to get a meningococcal vaccine.
Certainly the young. They are the ones who seem to be most at risk, and that's why meningococcal vaccine is in the standard vaccines that are administered through the schools. Certainly overseas, pharmacists are administering a lot of these vaccines, and in Australia, pharmacists are just administering flu vaccines nationally this year for the first year. But internationally, places like Canada, certain provinces in the US, pharmacists administer quite a wide range of vaccines, so it does increase the availability and the ease of getting those vaccines.
And you'd like to see a similar setup in Australia?
Definitely. The whole thing with vaccines is increasing the what we call the herd immunity. So it's increasing the number of people who are vaccinated to reduce the pool of the disease in the population. So the more people we can get vaccinated, the better. Best way to get more people vaccinated is to make the vaccines more readily available and easier for people to get.
Dr. Greg Kyle, a professor of pharmacy at the Queensland University of Technology, ending Samantha Donovan's report.